Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Waiting in Wonder, Growing in Faith While You're Expecting is a Christian Devotional Journal and Pregnancy Memory Book by Catherine Claire Larson. Designed for expectant mothers, it combines short devotional reflections, scripture, prayers, and journaling space into one guided keepsake. The book is not a medical guide or a general pregnancy handbook. Its purpose is devotional and reflective, helping readers think about pregnancy as a spiritually significant season. Based on its publishing context and descriptions from major retailers, it is especially oriented toward Christian readers who want to document pregnancy milestones while also deepening prayer, gratitude, and trust in God. The structure makes it both practical and personal. It supports memory keeping, but it also frames the experience of waiting for a baby as a time for spiritual formation. That combination gives the book a distinct place within faith-based pregnancy resources, where reflection and record keeping are integrated, rather than treated separately. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scripture and prayer as the book's central interpretive lens. The defining feature of Waiting in Wonder is that it is not simply a devotional and not simply a memory book. It is both at once. That design matters because pregnancy is experienced over time, in stages, and the book is organized to accompany that unfolding process, rather than deliver an on-time message. The devotional portions give readers a framework for reflection, while the journaling pages allow them to respond personally to what they are experiencing. This creates an active reading experience instead of a passive one. For expectant mothers, the book can function as a weekly or occasional companion that helps mark changes, milestones, and emotions as they happen. Its format also encourages consistency, since the reader is invited not only to learn but to record. In that sense, the book is less about information transfer and more about spiritual and emotional engagement during pregnancy. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a keepsake that captures both inner growth and external milestones. Secondly, recording memories turns pregnancy into a lasting keepsake. The book consistently frames pregnancy through scripture and prayer, which gives it a clearly Christian interpretive lens. Rather than treating pregnancy only as a physical or emotional experience, it presents it as a season in which faith can shape perception and response. The devotions are paired with biblical passages and prayers tailored to moms-to-be, so the reader is repeatedly invited to connect personal concerns with spiritual reflection. This matters because expectant mothers often face uncertainty, physical discomfort, and emotional fluctuation. And the book responds by directing attention toward God rather than toward self-managed reassurance alone. The prayer component also changes the nature of the journaling. Entries become more than memory notes. They become records of hope, petition, gratitude, and commitment. That makes the book suitable for readers who want their pregnancy records to reflect their beliefs, not just their milestones. Its spiritual emphasis is therefore not decorative. It is the framework that shapes the entire reading and writing experience. Thirdly, a Christian framing of motherhood as calling and formation. A major appeal of Waiting in Wonder is its emphasis on preserving pregnancy as a remembered story. The book encourages readers to write down milestones, thoughts, prayers, and love notes for the baby, which gives the pregnancy a documentary quality. This is important because many pregnancy experiences are intense but fleeting. They are felt deeply in the moment, yet can be hard to reconstruct later. By providing a structured place to record them, the book helps turn temporary experiences into a lasting keepsake. It also gives emotional value to small details that might otherwise be forgotten, such as early anticipation, hopes for the future, and moments of gratitude. The act of writing for the child before birth creates a sense of continuity between present waiting and future remembrance. Compared with a standard journal, this makes the book more purposeful. The entries are not only for the mother, but also for the child and family history. That long-term orientation is one of the book's most practical and meaningful strengths. Fourthly, why it stands out as a giftable faith-based companion. The book presents motherhood as a high and holy calling, which places pregnancy within a larger theological and moral framework. This is significant because it shifts the focus from pregnancy as preparation for a baby, alone to pregnancy as preparation of the mother's heart as well. The reader is encouraged to see this season as one of formation, where patience, trust, gratitude, and dependence on God can deepen alongside the physical process of carrying a child. That perspective gives the book a distinct tone compared with non-religious pregnancy journals, which usually emphasize organization, health tracking, or emotional documentation. Here, the central question is not only how the pregnancy is progressing, but how the expectant mother is being shaped spiritually through waiting. This framing is likely to resonate with readers who already understand motherhood in religious terms, but it may also appeal to those looking for a more reflective and purpose-driven approach. The book is strongest when read as a devotional aid for spiritual preparation, not merely as a decorative journal. Lastly, why it stands out as a giftable, faith-based companion. Waiting in Wonder is positioned very clearly as a meaningful gift, especially for Christian baby showers, and that placement reflects the book's hybrid usefulness. It is personal enough to be meaningful for the mother and practical enough to be used throughout pregnancy, which makes it more substantial than a typical card or keepsake item. Its gift appeal also comes from its identity as a companion resource the recipient can use it regularly, not just browse it once. The combination of devotional content, memory prompts, and scripture makes it suitable for readers who value faith-centered gifts that feel intentional rather than generic. At the same time, its usefulness is limited to a fairly specific audience, since its religious perspective is central rather than optional. That specialization is part of what gives it value. Instead of trying to be a universal pregnancy book, it serves a defined readership with clarity. Within the Christian pregnancy and gift book category, that focus is a strength because it aligns content, tone, and purpose very closely. In conclusion, Waiting in Wonder is best suited for Christian expectant mothers, couples, or friends looking for a thoughtful baby shower gift, and readers who want pregnancy materials with a devotional purpose rather than a purely practical one. Its main benefit is that it helps readers document pregnancy while also interpreting it spiritually, so the book becomes both a record of memories and a guide for reflection. That dual function gives it more depth than a standard journal and more personal relevance than a short devotional alone. It stands out in its category because it treats pregnancy as a season of spiritual formation, not just anticipation, and it offers a structured place to write prayers, milestones, and hopes for the child. Readers who value scripture, prayer, and keepsake-style writing will likely find it especially useful. In a crowded field of pregnancy books, its distinction is its integrated design. It is devotional, reflective, and archival at the same time, which makes it unusually coherent for its intended audience. If you would like to support Catherine Claire Larson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.